Welcome to Getting Real, our locally produced radio show that dives deep into thought-provoking topics. Hosted by SJCC parishioners Al and Lynn Grassley, exploring how we best live out our faith in response to important issues and struggles of our day. So jump in and navigate the currents of conversation with Getting Real, where circumstance meets Catholic clarity. And now, your co-captains, show hosts Al and Lynn Grassley.
Hi everyone, it's Al and Linda Grassley. You might remember us from Married and Family Living with the Grassleys and our short stint with Getting Real.
After a year and a half away from the radio, we're back. We're getting real.
Again.
I guess it's just a continuation, but we worked out the contract negotiations. Now we're getting paid more, and there was some creative differences about the show and stuff
between you and I.
Yeah, between you.
Oh, okay. Well, so, the big studio. Yeah, here it's a big show.
Yeah, the studio.
How are we going to fill the shoes?
They finally caved to us, to our demands, Linda.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to get real, where we talk about relevant issues and how we can navigate them together.
Yeah, because let's face it, we're all going through stuff in our families, in our lives, in our communities, but there's no need to walk it alone. We're all in this together, Linda.
Right. Especially with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and God's grace, we can be present for each other through life's ups and downs.
Join us for honest conversations, encouragement, and a reminder that we're never alone on this journey moving forward together.
Right. And getting real. We can't wait to share it with you here on WSJF 92.7 Faith FM.
Faith FM. All right, Linda. Even though we've been away for a while,
yeah.
What are we talking about tonight? I got no idea what we're talking about, per usual.
Well, the topic is guiding youth to a path of purpose. And we're going to focus on high schoolers through young adults.
Really? I really haven't figured out my purpose yet, Linda. I was hoping that it would be the radio guy,
But, the radio guy?
Yeah. The radio personality. It really hasn't come forward.
Well, you have personality, so that's a good thing,
yeah, it's
right?
A good thing, yeah.
No. Well, we know high schoolers and young adults, as they transition into adulthood, feel a lot of pressure to have it all figured out. And many are just taking the path that the world is expecting them to take.
Like from there's A to B?
Yeah. Like you go do this kind of thing and you're going to get to B, A to B. Right,
everything's going to be just great.
Yeah.
Right.
No problem. There's no twist, no turns, right? No
U-turns. Oh, yeah. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah. So we just wanted to talk about some of the anxiety, the comparisons that we have in life, and fear in making the wrong choice, and really explaining the reality is that most lives do not move from A to B.
No.
You know, it's not a flaw if you have to take a U-turn or a
change of direction.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes you have to change a direction without the blinker on. You know what I'm saying, Linda?
No, that is not true. And you also have to wear your seatbelt.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so, I mean, you actually are an example of A to B.
I am.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah. We were coming up with this idea, Linda and I were going back and forth about the stories of how we got where we are. And my mother picked out my curriculum, my major. Well, first of all, I didn't want to go to college.
You didn't want to go to college.
I did not want to go to college. And if I was going to go to college, it's just going to be a two-year college. And that's what we settled on. Lo and behold, I'm still in the same curriculum. It's been 40 years.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Same field.
Yeah. So now I'm a PCB designer. Been doing that, like I said, for 40 years, and now there has been turns and twists and unexpected layoffs, and we moved on to Maryland out of the blue.
Out of the blue, yes.
We were in Rochester, my hometown, and we're like, we're going to be here forever, and then just some bad things happened.
Yeah.
And we've come down here. Luckily, we've been pretty happy for 18 out of the 23 years we've been down here, we've been pretty happy.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've been. Now, Lynn's journey is a little bit different than mine.
It is. So I picked engineering, a mechanical engineer I wanted to be, because I did take a drafting class in high school. My dad had leftover drafting boards and donated them to the high school. And I loved to draw. I was very artistic. And so I thought, well, that must be what I should do. And I wanted to go to the four-year school that my dad went to. And my parents wisely said, how about you try a two-year school?
Thank goodness you went to Alfred, because that's where we met.
And that's where we met.
That's where all the magic started. Yeah.
Physics.
Physics won.
Yeah, physics pretty much got me thrown out of the program. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's because we were studying together. That was the problem.
No, I didn't want to study with you. But anyway, though, I shifted to business administration and advertising. I got out of school and I kind of did business and retail and worked for the government for a while. And I was an entrepreneur for a while and worked at Chick-fil-A. And then I did a lot of teaching and homeschooling. And I loved it. And that I found my purpose at the age of 55.
I would agree with you. That is something that, you know, you could just tell you thoroughly enjoy it. You become lit up when you talk about it. And when you're trying to help the kids teach it, I would agree. That's what you were all these times. So
anyway, windy road. I mean, you had a little bit of a windy road in the fact that you really didn't want to go. Even in between the years of going to school, you were thinking of not going back. Remember your mom said, oh, you don't want to go back to school? Fine, try and get a job.
Yes. So my mother's like, well, why don't you write up a resume with what you've taken so far and try to find a job in your, you know, in some kind of field. And, you know, this was back in the good old days. I put on my tie and suit.
Thin tie.
And went down the road and stopped in at every place to fill out a job application. Nobody called me back, Linda.
It's a tough time. It really was tough back then to find a job. But all of these things are windy road. I mean, they were rich with learning and growth to find our purpose. So
yes. Well, cool. Our parents were much better back then at just letting us fail.
Right.
And learning the lesson.
Yes.
You know? So now it's like...
Well, I think the schools back then, too, understood that every kid wasn't going to go to college. I know, like, my hometown, though, it was a lot of farm kids, and they knew that a lot of them would be on the farm or finding a job locally, and yeah.
And now it's a totally different mindset.
Right.
So I wonder what it looks like nationally about how many people from high school go to college.
Right. Well, guess what?
Do you have some stats
on
that, Linda?
I have some stats on that, yes.
I know how you like to take stats.
Right. Approximately 63% of high school graduates enroll in college immediately.
Really?
It doesn't sound like a lot because in this area, like we learned at Matthew's graduation at Century in 2024, it was 80-some-odd percent. That's not the census or whatever. Now, 2024 said Century was 79%, excuse me, went to college in 2024. And it was 86% Century students in 2025. I assume Liberty is pretty similar. Carroll might be a little bit less because it's a, you know, even more rural area. But those that didn't go to college, about 25% entered the workforce immediately, close to 8% unemployed but seeking work. 1-2% go into the military and 4-5% go into something like a vocational or trade apprenticeship or some other kind of training for a vocation.
Right.
So the other statistics that I found were kind of eye-opening to me, that it's really not uncommon for U.S. college students to change majors or delay school or even leave school.
Yes, I think that's happening a lot. So is there a gap year percentage?
Do you know,
percentage?
They didn't have that as a category, which is surprising.
Because everybody seems to be like, I'm going to take a gap year.
But some of them are, you know, still working.
Right.
They'll get a job while they're thinking about it, or, you know, might just take a class. But I didn't find any statistics on that.
They would be considered college enrolled if they just took a class.
No, because this is enrolled full time.
Oh, okay.
63% is enrolled full time. Yeah, I should have mentioned that. So, but those 63% that go immediately into college, 30-45% of them change majors at least once.
What is the reason for that, Linda? Any idea?
Well, let's get to that next, because I have just a few more statistics. Of course I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
9-16% will change a major multiple times.
So that's more than once.
Yeah, multiple is more than once. Over 50% will delay graduation of college beyond their 4 years. So we always hear people saying, yeah, I was on the five-year program,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, never wanted to do that, but now it's very common that that happens.
Yeah. There was people at Alfred that were on the three-year program when it was a two-year school.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, it was rare, but right. Like when we went back a couple of times, it's like that's the new norm. People
yes.
are going for 3 years now.
That's right. Yeah. And 29 to 40% of the students don't complete a degree at all. And 22% of freshmen leave within the first year.
Wow.
So the first year, they're full-time college, and they decide this is not for me. And then they list these reasons. And the first three reasons, I think, are things that can be solved with preparation, which we're going to talk about in the other part of the episode.
Okay.
And the first reason is the lack of preparation or understanding of their interest. So there's 35%.
They're like, I can't, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah, just really realize that this was not even what they're interested in.
Yeah.
They maybe didn't understand. The next is 20% not understand the curriculum.
So where would you say you fell into that, out of that one?
I would say that. Yeah, I didn't understand what engineering really was
Got
about.
It. Yeah.
Even though my dad was an engineer,
yeah.
which is crazy.
It is crazy.
But I did understand that I had a creative interest.
Your sketches were just beautiful.
Oh, thank
then.
You.
Yes, in fact, they still are. They still are. But yes, I mean,
I
you
really
could've...
did understand the curriculum, though. I mean, classes, especially when you're in a trade school or a two-year school, they're very specific
right.
in their descriptions. So, and then changing career goals, about 15% of freshmen decide that, no, this isn't for me. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, well, we could talk about the pressures that kids are now feeling. We were talking about this, how, you know, we went to college. Your mom wanted you to go to college so that you could get a better job, right?
Yes.
Make money and support a family. It was kind of the goal of going to college.
Right. Back then it was, yeah. Now I think it's just like, hey, everybody's going. Well, I don't know. I mean, because...
I think that's getting better
yeah.
because of this micro kind of
right.
effect.
Right.
You know, going into the trades and supporting the trades. But also I hear a lot of parents say, I want my kid to have the college experience.
Right. Which is not the same as what you experienced.
No. Well, I hope
not. Well, I mean... Even if the parents are younger than us, which, I mean, it's hard to believe, but yes, we are pretty old, but like, it's not the same experience they experience. It's so different now,
yeah.
you know, because yeah. of social media, because of phones, because of everything.
Exactly. This comparison culture and social media really gives people, and even us as parents, I think, give us, not just the kids, but it gives us this illusion, this glamorous look of college, and if, you know, they go to a prestigious college and they, you know, take a very successful type training, you know, through college or any other training, really, that they're going to be a successful. They're going to, you know.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. And so going to college, that experience, I think young people are seeing on social media how fun it is. And, you know, they have all these friends and.
Yeah.
You know, all the social time and
yeah, it's like
it doesn't match reality.
It's like my Facebook page. I got a lot of friends. I'm having a great time.
It's just your running course.
That's right. That's right.
And it looks like he loves it,
yeah,
which does not match the reality.
Does not. I can't stand running. I hate it.
So, yeah.
But yes, the comparison culture is definitely a problem because like we've talked about here, you have to find your own path.
Right. So. Exactly. So another pressure is this fear of failure based on this really high expectation. And, you know, if you change your path or you change your major, shifting gears, delaying graduation, we see that it's statistically very common.
Right. But you might have the feeling that you're letting somebody down
right.
or this is what I should be doing. And it's like, I can't stand it.
Yeah. Right. You know, and you feel like you're a failure.
Right.
Which we will talk about how that is so not true. And then the last pressure we were thinking about was the financial pressures.
Right.
It's enormous, really.
Yes. It's overwhelming.
Students and on families, we really we all need to think about what the cost benefit is. So starting with, yes, I'm going to go to this school or this training program, but what is the benefit of that major or that degree or that training? Are you right. going to come out with a job that not only you like, at least you can stand?
Right.
There was a woman in a meeting that we had, and I'll talk about that a little later, but she says, you know, you might be doing what you're called to do. You might have your job that is, you feel like it's your calling, your purpose, but still work is work.
Right.
It's not going to be fun every day.
No.
But if you know that, you know, it's something that you're interested in and that you have gifts for, that can really help. But the cost of it is what?
Is what's prohibitive.
Right. And discerning whether you should, if you're going to college, should you go to a 2-year school first like I did? I knew I was going to be an engineer.
Yes.
But my parents were wise enough to say maybe start 2 years. Because then if you fail in your first semester, as I did, or maybe your first year, you still have some financial backing left, hopefully,
right,
to change directions.
Right. And then maybe something you really are interested in can't pay the bills, like marine biology. Like if you went to school for marine biology and, you know, you go $80,000-$100,000 in debt and you come out and there's only 5 jobs in the country and they're paying $30,000-$40,000 a year, maybe you should before you sign up for that school, maybe say, you know what, this is going to be my volunteer work, or
right,
I'm going to do this. I need to do something to pay the bills.
Right.
To live on my own, something like that. So.
Right. So, and we know too, and we've had these issues with the schools. They so want to prepare our kids to go to college, which is wonderful. You know, we very good programs at our local schools. We're very, very blessed with that.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that everyone needs to go to college. And just because you can take an AP course or do dual enrollment or, you know, it doesn't mean you have to do that. If you're not bent for college or more than a 2-year school, you know, maybe start building service hours around something you love to do.
Right.
Like that horses. Can give you experience. Yes, like horses.
Horses.
That might have happened in our family.
Yes, exactly. So.
And music. Yeah.
So you shouldn't push them until they cry?
No, honey.
In high school, you shouldn't push them?
We've talked about this before, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes.
Anyway. So do we need a station ID?
I guess we do. It's Getting Real with Al and Lynn on WSJF.
92.7 FM.
Hi, Mark McGregor here. We hope you are enjoying the show. Al and Linda Grassley have put this show together, hoping to touch the spiritual lives of our listeners, taking a current topic about our faith or something in the news, exploring it, and asking the question, how do I respond to this as a Catholic? Please send feedback about the show, suggested topics, or comments on anything else you hear on WSJF to wsjf@stjoseph.cc. That email again is wsjf@stjoseph.cc. Let's continue getting real with Al and Lynn Grassley.
All right, welcome back.
Yeah, so we were just looking at what our faith says about all
yes,
this.
Yes, Linda, so what does the Catholic faith say about what is God's plan for your kid?
Right.
Or for you, if you're 18 and listening to this show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Somebody.
So the thing about God's plan is it unfolds very slowly. Mm-hmm. And is not on your timetable.
Yes.
And it doesn't show you where you're going to end up. It just shows you the next step to take.
Mm-hmm.
Because God wants you close to him at all points of your life. So everybody, including me, wants to see the end game. It's like, I'm working here. Let me see how long I'm going to work here. I want to be, you know, comfortable, blah, blah, blah. But, there's steps in the path that are unexpected, mm-hmm. and you have to be close to God during that.
Right. Yeah. I love that homily that Father Neville had years ago. That's what that came from, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah. That's like, why?
He lights the path before you, but only enough to take a step at a time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a new ministry we'll talk about at the end of this program called Paving the Way. And there's a scripture verse from Jeremiah 29:11. Maybe you remember it. It's, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope." And that's, you know, we just have to remember that even though we can't see the future, he's got our back.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to remember that when you're in the midst of a storm.
Yes.
That you, you're just like, there seems to be no way out, but just trust in the good Lord.
Right. So, the support is a very important thing, and I'm just jumping down one paragraph that I wrote here.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
The first, because I think this has to be first, is family. As parents, we have a grave responsibility to give a good example to our children. That's in the catechism.
What does grave responsibility?
Oh my gosh, that's really scary, isn't it?
It's like, that's a serious responsibility.
Talk about pressure, right?
Yeah. I'm not that responsible, Linda. I'm telling you right now.
I know, but just letting them see, you know, we don't believe what social media says.
Right.
That the schools are trying to help us, but maybe they don't really know your child as well as you do.
You know your child the best.
Like Matt had this counselor that would write up, you know, his courses, and we would go in and say, these don't really make sense for the path that he thinks he should follow.
Right.
And she would say, oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. And she would just change it really quickly. And, you know, she didn't question it. And I loved that about her.
Right.
She, you know, you feel like, oh gosh, you know, are they going to tell me I can't let my kid have the right courses for his future? Mm. But it wasn't that at all. So as a parent, we got to remember that we know our children best. And we have to accompany them with patience, not pressuring them. But Al's rolling his eyes. Yes, we
patience.
Can pressure them. Patience. But you know what I mean.
Yes.
Not to succumb to the pressures of society, social media, the comparison culture, that we know our kids. We can be alongside them. We can also let our church family help them.
Yes. And that's what this new ministry is, Paving the Way,
right.
Is basically.
That's one of them. Daniel has wonderful youth groups and Anna Marie Link with their faith formation. And then they have the youth groups that are for all levels of kids and really help families understand that, you know, God has us.
Right.
We have to be looking upward before we start making our own path plans, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go against the culture on
it
some
is.
Things. And, you know, the church should be your fortress.
Right.
You know, there's
it's
people.
It's a second home, right? Second
yes,
family.
Yes, and the church here, I mean, there's a lot of loving people in this church.
Right.
And you can find your niche of what you're looking for to get the encouragement you need to
right.
stand up against society and
right.
cookie cutter.
Yes.
The cookie
exactly.
cutter away. So
it's so easy to fall into it. It really is.
Right.
But, you know, Daniel does young adults and high school, and Anna Marie is eighth grade, I like middle school and elementary, you know,
right.
lower levels. And they're wonderful people and have the Lord in their heart. So always be looking to have your kids get involved in those groups and activities. We also need support free from pressure in our schools. We talked a little bit about that. Support networks during school and after they're in college or after they've left high school especially don't have a lot of support networks.
Right.
So that's what I love about Daniel starting the young adult group because that's wonderful.
Yeah, they're in contact as much as they want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
with everybody. So
yeah.
it's pretty nice.
His door is always open,
yep.
and he has a lot of different events going on.
Now, that's Daniel Rosa? Is that who that is?
Yes, Daniel
oh,
Rosa.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I wasn't sure it was somebody else.
Yeah, but just to help navigate their career and life plans is really important. So, and making sure that they have healthy relationships with their peers. And if they have mentors, you know, people that they have worked with on, you know, side jobs or coaches and all of that. So,
right.
So
right.
we have in Paving the Way, we are walking through five steps to practical discernment of your purpose. And the first is to deepen your relationship with God. So looking to the church for these groups is really helpful. And then two is to really discover your life experiences, what brings you joy, what your talents and gifts are, your interests, what your personality is. You know, if you're looking for an occupation, do you like sitting at a desk? Would you rather be outside? Do you like working with your hands, with data, with people, with animals, or whatever it is? And then start to ask people that you trust.
Right. I mean, sometimes people might have a better insight into what you like than you might realize, and maybe have you start thinking about things differently. If somebody says, hey, you're really good with your hands, you could be a mechanic, or, right. you know, and you're like, well, I guess I am, but I never really thought about it right. like that, right?
This is a different perspective for people who know you, right?
Yeah.
Or yes. somebody that you've been working for.
For a long time. Yeah. Volunteering or something mm-hmm. like that. And what are the other ones, Linda?
Well, the last two are exploring the possibilities and, you know, looking at occupations, learning more about the job activities, the training required, the future outlook that comes to the cost benefit of what program you might want to go into.
Right.
And then, you know, getting a list of some occupations and deciding which is the best fit for you.
Right. And don't be afraid to reach out and maybe volunteer somewhere. Where you're looking, like, hey, I want to be a vet. Maybe go down to the local veterinarian and say, hey, can I spend a couple hours watching right. you, shadowing you or something like that? And
right.
that'll give you an idea if that's what you really want to do.
Exactly. Well, we really caution you to not to be distracted.
There's a lot of
purpose.
Distractions, Linda. Mm-hmm. Where are we again?
Oh, well, yeah, we've talked about social media and the culture, relationships, and the schools. But looking at other people's paths with envy can be difficult sometimes.
Yes, because you know? You're like, oh, that person's got it all together.
Right.
Yeah, right. But not everybody's got it together, even though it looks like that.
And that's the truth of it. And right. you really need to keep asking the question, does it fulfill or support my path to my unique purpose? We're
right.
all unique. We all have different gifts and experiences that we need to keep focused on.
Right. And that paving the way is the new ministry here to help you go down that path together and figure out what you want to do.
Right. And we have meaningful discussions every second Thursday of the month down here at St. Joseph's in the McGivney Hall. And we do some fun games, but we really try to get people sharing their stories and providing support, how to navigate these real world challenges in pursuing your purpose and your path. We have high schoolers here all the way through 30 years old. And if you want any additional information, you can find us on Instagram at 22 Paving the Way or on Facebook. It's PAV space Ing the Way is the
what?
Last name. I know it's like Pav. Is the first
is
name.
Is it on the church bulletin?
The
is
way.
It on the church website?
Or you can go on the website.
Good.
Yeah. So what the whole core message of this episode is that you don't have to have it all figured out. Your life isn't a race. It's your journey. And you need to do it at your pace.
Right.
It, you know, if you go through these steps, you'll get on a better path, I think. And
agreed. You'll be a little bit
a better
ahead of the
understanding.
Curve,
so.
All right. So that's our first episode back after, 4 years, 5 years? How many?
I think 18 months.
18 months.
Anyway,
that's what it was. So,
yeah.
We're going to get back into doing it once a month, and we hope you enjoyed this episode.
We hope to see you at Paving the Way or any of the other youth programs here at St. Joseph. Well, thanks for listening to Getting Real on WSJF 92.7 Faith FM.
Thanks for listening to Getting Real with our hosts, Al and Lynn Grassley. We hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to the Grassleys for their preparation, recording, and production of the show, along with Mark McGregor, who served as the recording engineer. Stay tuned to WSJF 92.7 FM, where we are always getting real.